Today I'm going to say something that might offend people. So-called higher education is becoming one of the most expensive scams in human history. A few years ago, Jensen Huang, the boss of the world's most valuable tech company, said something on a podcast. He said, "If I hire someone, I'd rather take someone who knows AI than someone who only has a specialized degree but doesn't know AI." Every single time, quote, he said something even more stinging. Every college student graduating should be an AI expert. Did you hear that? It's not just that you should know AI, or it's best to learn it. It's that you should become an expert. Whose mouth did this come out of? It came from the CEO of a $4 trillion company, from the mouth of someone who hires thousands of engineers every year. Here's the question. If you spent 4 years and went $30,000 to $40,000 into student debt, but the things you learn can be done by AI in 3 seconds, what exactly did your degree buy you? There's $1.83 trillion in student debt in the US, with 42.8 million people bearing this burden. Yet, only 30% of 2025 fresh graduates found relevant jobs. After spending 4 years studying, over half are doing jobs that don't require a degree. In this video, I'm not here to create anxiety. I'm here to do the math for you. In the AI era, what doors can this admission ticket of a degree still open for you? Which doors has AI already locked from the inside? Which doors have actually opened wider for you? Like and subscribe first. First, let's talk about a reality many are unwilling to face. The things learned in 4 years of college, organizing data, writing drafts, doing basic analysis, translating documents, creating financial models, these were once the stepping stones to enter the workforce. Why did companies hire you? Because someone had to do these jobs, and you were cheap and willing to work overtime. But now, a free user of GPT or any large language model can do these jobs, faster than you, cheaper than you, and without needing social security benefits. I went through this myself, and so did my friends. Couldn't find a good job after undergraduate? Get a master's. A master's isn't enough? Get a second master's. Still can't find a job? Get a PhD. Still nothing? Let's do a postdoc. Studying mechanically all the way up, it's as if a degree is an automatic escalator. As long as you stand on it and don't get off, it will eventually take you to a good place. 8 out of 10 international student friends around me took this path, but looking back now, the escalator that took you to that floor already has AI living on it. I'm really not exaggerating. The latest research from Stanford University's Digital Economy Lab is heartbreaking. Employment for young software developers aged 22 to 25 has dropped by nearly 20% since the peak in 2022. Nearly 20% doesn't just mean 20 out of 100 people lost job opportunities. It means the entire age group saw a massive collective drop in employment for positions AI can cover. What's hard to imagine is that their predecessors, experienced employees over 30, were not affected. Not only were they unaffected, but they actually grew by 6% to 12%. Young people plummeted, old employees rose. Two completely opposite directions in the same industry. Why is that? Because experienced employees have something AI cannot take away for now, which is experience judgment. That research report mentioned a concept called tacit knowledge. It's that intuition that is never written in textbooks but is accumulated after 10 years of struggle in the industry. For example, they know when AI is talking nonsense, they know which results look reasonable but actually cannot be used, and they know that when a client says, "I want A," they actually mean, "I want B." These things are not in any textbook, nor are they in ChatGPT's training data, but they are exactly what you, as a graduate, lack. So you see a very cruel scene. There was a rule in previous technical revolutions. Young people benefited the most because they learn fast, have low wages, and are willing to embrace change. But this AI revolution seems to have flipped that. Young people are actually the group most impacted because AI eats up standardized entry-level work, and entry-level work is the only bargaining chip young people have. As a junior employee, you are fighting for the same meal with an opponent that never gets tired, never complains, and doesn't need benefits. And this isn't decelerating, it's accelerating. Duke University released a survey asking 750 CFOs, the financial bosses of various companies, how many people do you plan to replace with AI by 2026? 44% of CFOs said we plan to replace them with AI. Nationwide, that's about 500,000 positions, which is 9 times last year's number, 9 times. Last year was only 55,000, and this year it is 500,000. That is how terrifying the speed is. Data doesn't lie. World Economic Forum data shows US entry-level job postings plunged 35% in 18 months. Not a small dip, but cut by a third, yet applications surged. One third fewer spots, but more people trying to cram in. Here's the painful part. A labor research firm tracked 2023 graduates and found that a year later, 52% are working jobs that don't require a degree. Note, this isn't 52% temporarily finding work, it's 52%, Over half. Doing work that absolutely doesn't require that diploma of yours. That paper you spent 4 years getting is meaningless for the work you're doing. So, what did you buy with those 4 years? An experience? A memory? Irreplaceable youth? Or an average of $39,547 in federal student loans and nearly 20 years of repayment? And this isn't just a U.S. problem. A Silicon Valley VC firm found that from 2019 to 2024, positions for newcomers with less than a year of experience at top tech companies dropped 50%. Cut in half. Departments like sales, design, HR, engineering, and legal. The entry-level stepping stones for newcomers are disappearing. The career ladder you used to hear about, starting at the bottom and climbing up, AI is dismantling the first rung of that ladder. You don't even get a chance to climb. A journalism example makes it clear. An investment bank used to hire a batch of analysts every year. What did these analysts do? Build financial models, make pitch books, those beautiful presentation materials for clients, do basic industry research. After 2 or 3 years, top performers became VPs, and later, managing directors. The career path was very clear. Same for the big four accounting firms. You start with the grunt work, prove yourself, and move up layer by layer. But now, AI can do financial models, AI can do pitch books, and AI can generate comprehensive basic industry research in 3 minutes, better than you could in a week. A peer said, I used to hire 10 analysts to do ground-level work. Now, I might only need to hire 3, but these 3 must be able to interact directly with clients and judge if what AI generates is correct. Quote, 10 people became 3, and these 3 people's salaries weren't based on the original 10. They still got paid for 3 people, while the saved money went straight into the partners' pockets, and the remaining 7 people's departments were simply cut. What's more troublesome is that these 7 people weren't lacking ability. They didn't even get the chance to prove their ability. Before, you could at least get in as an analyst to gain experience, but now you can't even get in the door, because the work behind that door no longer exists. This is why the Stanford research mentioned earlier found that young people are taking the hardest hit. It's not because young people lack capability, but because the entry-level jobs they rely on to get started are disappearing. Senior employees have already climbed up, so tearing down the ladder doesn't affect them, but you are left on the ground watching the ladder being dismantled. Global surveys also confirm this. A survey covering multiple industries showed that 66% of global companies plan to reduce entry-level hiring due to AI. Not just possibly, but as a plan. 91% of surveyed companies said they have already adjusted or eliminated certain positions because of AI. If you think this isn't cruel enough, here's another number. Only 5% of companies in the survey still believe a college degree is a necessary requirement for entry-level positions. Only 5%. In your parents' generation, you might not have even been able to submit a resume without a degree. But now, 95% of companies tell you it doesn't matter if you have a degree or not. This is why I say higher education is turning into a very expensive scam. Note, I'm not saying education is worthless. Education certainly has value. I am saying that the function of that admission ticket you spent a huge sum of money on is being locked from the inside by AI. The doors this ticket used to open for you, entry-level analyst, legal assistant, translator, basic programming, are now all guarded by AI. You spent over $100,000 to buy a key, only to get to the door and find the lock has been changed. Let me calculate a more direct cost for you. A 4-year public university in the US costs an in-state student just over $100,000, and private universities, $180,000 to start, with elite schools easily heading toward that amount. This doesn't include the income you forego during those 4 years. If you started working right after high school, you could have earned at least over $100,000 over those 4 years. Therefore, the true cost of a college degree is far more than just tuition. You have to add the income you gave up, plus interest on loans. Federal student loan interest is now over 6%. If you borrow $30,000 on a 10-year plan, you still pay over $300 a month, and end up paying over $10,000 just in interest over 10 years. But in reality, most people can't pay it off in 10 years. It takes nearly 20 years on average, 20 years. You graduate at 22 and start paying, by 42, the 20 most important years of your life, buying a house, getting married, having kids, starting a business, are all spent under the shadow of this debt. If you find a good job after graduating, sure, it makes sense. But if you end up like 52% of people working a job that doesn't require your degree, the math just doesn't work. That's what I mean by a scam. Knowledge definitely has value, but the cost-benefit ratio of spending a fortune on that degree no longer holds up for many fields in the AI era. If you feel uneasy about these numbers, that's normal. But don't panic just yet, because the second set of data I'm about to share will surprise you even more. If you think this analysis makes sense, please give it a like so more people can see it. Moving on. Do you think Jensen Huang is saying degrees are useless? No, he said something much deeper. Just this February, Huang said something at a corporate conference. I'll translate it for you directly. He said, programming, frankly, is just typing. And typing is a commodity. Quote, a lot of programmers might blow a fuse hearing that, the CEO of a $4 trillion company telling corporate clients to their face that your work is just typing. But don't get upset yet. What did he say next? He said, but all of you have something more valuable than typing, which is domain expertise. You understand the customers, you understand the problems, and you know what truly needs to be solved. Quote, you know what? When you graduate from college, you might be a super programmer, but you have no idea what the customer wants or what problem to solve. But everyone here knows what the customer wants and what problems need to be solved. As for the programming part, it's easy. Just tell the AI to do it. That is your superpower. Do you understand? He's not saying degrees are useless. He's saying the market value of those typing skills you spent 4 years learning, programming, making reports, writing analyses, is hitting zero. But your understanding of an industry, your judgment of a problem, your intuition and experience, AI cannot do these things. In fact, precisely because AI makes typing and drafting free, the value of judgment is now higher. He even gave a very vivid example. He said that if a carpenter uses AI, they are also an architect. Think about this sentence. What is the difference between a carpenter and an architect? Is it just a degree? But in the era of AI, this gap is being bridged. Previously, you needed to spend 4 years in architecture school studying theory before you could draw blueprints. Now, as long as you understand the carpenter's actual needs, where to load bear, where to leave space for pipes, and what style the client wants, AI can draw the plans for you. Conversely, if you only learn to draw plans but have never held a hammer, you might think you are superior to the carpenter, but actually, you are more dangerous than the carpenter. This is the core logic of how academic credentials are being repriced. AI replaces what you know, but it cannot replace what you judge. Knowledge can be searched, but judgment cannot be searched. If you still don't believe it, I can tell you another story related to China. You have all heard of DeepSeek, right? This is one of the more popular large language models in recent years. Guess who they are hiring besides algorithm engineers? They are hiring for a position called Data Omni Students. Note, it's not data engineers, it's called Omni Students. What is an Omni Student? It's someone who knows a little bit about everything. What are the background requirements for this position? Literature, history, social sciences, that's right, liberal arts students. A former employee explained in a live stream that these people with liberal arts backgrounds are responsible for organizing high-quality knowledge from history, culture, literature, and science for the AI data models. To put it bluntly, they aren't programmers, but they make the words spoken by AI sound like they are spoken by a culturally literate person, rather than a cold machine spitting out text. The founder of this company also said that when you pursue long-term goals, experience is actually not that important. The truly crucial core abilities are innovative thinking and passion for the work. Isn't that interesting? The hottest AI companies are actually hiring liberal arts students. This is the exact opposite of the belief that only STEM students have a future in AI, right? This is not an isolated case. A report in the Wall Street Journal last year had a bold headline. Tech executives in Silicon Valley want their children to study arts. Not studying computer science, not studying data science, but studying art. Think about how ironic that is. These people create AI and use it daily to take away others' livelihoods, yet they don't want their own children competing with AI in the same arena. They know one thing. AI will eventually handle all execution-level work, but judgment and creative-level work will still require human input for the short term. That said, you might ask a more fundamental question. From an economic perspective, what exactly is a college degree selling? There is a theory in economics called signaling theory. Simply put, a degree actually proves what kind of person you are, not what you have learned. Being able to get into a good university shows that you are smart, self-disciplined, and persistent. Companies are actually buying proof of these qualities: intelligence, discipline, persistence. The course content is secondary. This theory worked very well in the past because, before AI, your qualities were tied to your execution capabilities. You were smart, so you analyzed data well. You were disciplined, so you wrote reports fast. Qualities and output were linked. But what about AI? AI has directly broken this link. Now, someone not very smart can use AI to write a well-verified report, and someone not very disciplined can use AI to produce the same analysis. Your quality signal is still there, but the ability to monetize that signal has decreased because AI can now do the work you used to do based on those qualities. So, the signaling function of a degree hasn't disappeared, but what that signal points to has changed. Before, it pointed to a person's ability to execute efficiently. Now, it needs to point to a person's ability to judge, create, and build trust with others. If your degree can only prove the first ability, its value is indeed shrinking. Is this analytical framework correct? Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. After all, AI has only been out for 2 or 3 years. The data sample size is too small. But at least the current data shows a trend in this direction. And some might ask, won't AI quickly learn judgment as well? I must be honest with you on this question. An economist from the University of Chicago said something quite stark. He said that we have had 2.5 years of widespread diffusion of generative AI in the economy, but to date, These tools have not made a significant difference in employment or income for any occupation. In other words, AI is currently cutting entry-level jobs, but hasn't truly impacted mid- to high-level ones yet, at least not according to the data. Will it in the future? I think it's possible, but if you give up learning and accumulating experience now out of panic, you won't even be able to make use of this buffer period. Let me add another point here. A survey of 750 CFOs revealed a very interesting contradiction. On one hand, these executives say they want to adopt AI on a large scale. On the other hand, they admit their projections for the actual benefits AI can bring far exceed current reality. The researchers' original words were that the perception of AI benefits outweighs the reality. In other words, perhaps some layoffs are just bandwagon jumping, not based on real calculations. This is the eye-washing we talked about before. No one knows how large this proportion is, but it at least suggests that the figure of 500,000 jobs disappearing might not entirely materialize. So, is the value of a degree depreciating or appreciating? Let me give you a more precise description. Degrees are splitting in value. One half is depreciating, while the other is appreciating. Let's first talk about the half that is depreciating. Which degrees are losing value? Those that teach you to do standardized work. Junior analysts, legal document preparation, translation, basic programming, financial auditing. What do these jobs have in common? Predictability. The input is fixed, the output is fixed, and the process is fixed. What AI is best at is handling deterministic tasks. There's a concept called Moravitz's paradox. The name isn't important, but you should know the principle. AI is good at things humans find hard, like abstract reasoning, data analysis, and language translation. But AI is not good at things humans find easy, like walking, unscrewing a cap, perceiving emotions, or acting flexibly in complex environments. Therefore, a counterintuitive conclusion is that a paralegal is more likely to be replaced by AI than a plumber. A junior financial analyst is more at risk than a nurse. A translator is more vulnerable than an electrician. You previously thought the higher end the job, the safer it was. It's actually the opposite. The more standardized white-collar work is, the more vulnerable it is. The investment banking example earlier already illustrated this. Standardized execution jobs disappear, while jobs requiring judgment and communication remain. This pattern applies to translation, law, accounting, and auditing, all the same. AI always handles the highest certainty. But the next set of data is what really surprised me. Guess what the highest-paying job in the US is that doesn't require a college degree? It's elevator and escalator installers and repairers. With a median salary of $106,580, and the top 10% making nearly $150,000, this pays more than many Harvard MBA grads. Why is that? Because AI can edit a paper for you, but it can't climb into an elevator shaft to replace steel cables. AI can do financial analysis for you, but it can't fix your home's plumbing. AI cannot currently handle physical, hands-on work. So we see an ironic scenario. You spend 4 years at a top university to become a junior analyst, only to be replaced by AI. Meanwhile, spending 2 years learning a trade like electrical work brings in $100,000 a year, and AI can't touch it. Who is actually making the smarter choice here? As I said before, the people building AI don't let their own children study computer science, they have them study art. The hottest AI companies are actually hiring liberal arts majors. Combining these signals leads to one conclusion. AI eats up searchable knowledge, but it cannot eat up brains that make judgments or hands that do physical work. After computers appeared, mathematicians didn't lose their jobs, abacus users did. After AI appeared, thinkers won't lose their jobs, human search engines will. The key is whether your education taught you to be a thinker or a search engine. If you're still watching, it means you really care about this issue. Please share this with friends or family currently making educational choices. It could help them avoid a very expensive trap. Let's look at this from another angle. The contradiction of needing a diploma but not wanting to study isn't new. It's been around for 20 or 30 years, right? Ask people around you, and almost everyone knows what's taught in college is useless, but everyone still goes. Why? Because there's no alternative. Without it, you won't pass the resume screen. With it, you at least have a foot in the door. Society has been stuck in this dead loop for years. Everyone knows the ROI is getting worse, but no one dares to be the first to quit. AI is actually untying this knot. Think about why a diploma was required for entry in the past. Because companies had no other way to judge if you were capable. A 20-minute interview can't tell much, but a degree is at least a filter. But now, you can use AI to build a project and put it on GitHub, use AI to do market analysis and publish it online, or even make videos like I do. Your skills can be directly seen. Companies don't need to guess your capability through a diploma. They can directly see if you can do the job. It's been mentioned that 25% of employers have dropped degree requirements for certain roles. This isn't a fluke. It's because AI makes capability demonstrable. You no longer need to spend 4 years buying a piece of paper to prove yourself. You can demonstrate it directly. So, AI brings more than just anxiety. It provides an exit for those trapped in the old system. You can finally prove yourself without a diploma, provided you take action and actually do something. But how do you actually do it? It's not that complicated. If you're a student or a professional, take the most annoying task in your industry and try to complete it using AI over a weekend. I don't mean attending some AI training class and trying to disrupt the industry. 90% of AI courses on the market are scams in themselves. You don't need to spend money learning a profession. You need to use AI to solve a real problem right in front of you. Write an industry report, clean up some data, build a small tool, or even help your boss create a report that would have taken them 3 days. After you've done it, you possess something, not just knowledge, but your work product, a result created with AI that others can actually see. This result is more persuasive than any diploma because a diploma proves you might be capable, while work proves you are capable. Moreover, you will realize that once AI finishes 70 to 80% of the execution, the remaining 20 to 30% requires your judgment, which is where your real value lies. It's not about you creating the report. It's about you judging if the AI-generated report is accurate. It's not about you translating. It's about you judging if the client will feel comfortable with the AI's translation. Your value shifts from a doer to an editor. The gap in value between these steps is huge. If you are a parent, here's a piece of advice. Don't use a 2005 employment map to navigate a child who will graduate in 2030. The most expensive mistake is not missing out on a prestigious university. It's spending a fortune teaching a child a skill that AI can complete in 3 seconds. This doesn't mean skipping college altogether. Degrees still offer a safety net. George Mason University predicts that by 2032, the US will still face a shortage of 4.5 million workers with bachelor's degrees or higher. The key is to ask one more question when choosing a school. Does this institution teach students to use AI to solve real-world problems? If not, then the return on investment for that tuition is extremely poor. There's another point many people overlook. Those hands-on jobs I mentioned, like elevator repair, electrical work, and nursing, are also great paths for kids. They pay $100,000 a year, AI can't touch them, and they aren't subjected to academic snobbery. This isn't a fallback plan. It's a severely undervalued mainstream path. As I've said, I was someone who got stuck on that academic ladder for a long time. Looking back now, what really allows me to do this channel isn't any specific diploma, but rather my willingness to be the first to try new tools whenever they come out. In the blogging era, we learned to blog. Then short videos came along, and I was willing to make them. Now AI is here, and I was among the first to use it. Some attempts were right, others were wrong, but the willingness to try is more effective than any diploma. This is truly not just a pep talk. It's the most authentic realization I've had over these years. AI is developing too fast. 2 years ago, no one thought it could write legal documents, so who knows if it will handle judicial decisions in 2 years. I don't want to act like I can see everything clearly, but there's one thing I can see reasonably well. At every technological turning point, those who act first reap the benefits, and those who act last pay the price. This rule has not changed since the Industrial Revolution. As the saying goes, a belly full of wisdom is not rare. Machines learn faster than you care. Value is not in rote memory, but in high-level judgment and mastery. Quote, tell me, does your own academic background make you feel more secure or more anxious in the age of AI? How much of what you've learned do you think AI can replace? As a parent, would you have your descendants spend 4 years just to get a diploma? I'm AIER. If you like this, like it after watching. See you in the next video.